About 30 million Americans move each year, and nearly half do so in the summer, according to surveys. Katie Laura of Milwaukee is one. She and her children already moved twice this year, once into a domestic violence shelter and then into a permanent apartment. She tells her story as part of our summer series on moving.
I'm 37. I'm a secretary at an elementary school, and I'm a full-time student at UWM getting a bachelor's in accounting. I have four children. They're 15, 14, 8, and 6, and my oldest son is blind. I had a domestic violence incident with my husband of 18 years on May 31st. That is what prompted going to a shelter, not feeling safe. The one I was at, it was a room and it had five beds. It had a full-size bunk bed and three twin beds. But this particular one, you shared the bathroom with the person in the room next to you. Being in a place like that kind of makes you feel like you're living on the streets. So yeah, with four kids, I had to move highly effectively and as fast as I could. I also was working, so I was able to house hunt and things like that. The group that I'm actually renting from has a bunch of these type of lofts around the city of Milwaukee. Most of these places are already full and they have long waiting lists. But the one that I found the day that I called, the lady was like, just bring $15 money order, come in and fill out your application. And that's what I did. I knew I wanted a location that was secured. So I was very blessed to be able to obtain a location that has underground parking and it's a secure facility. These apartments can be subsidized or they can be market rate. I personally was able to obtain a voucher when I was at the shelter from the Hope House. The voucher allows me to pay 30% of my income for 1 year. It's three bedrooms and two baths. I think it's about 1,200 square feet. It's pretty spacious. I already had some of my belongings in the storage because when my husband went to jail, I put all my belongings. I didn't take furniture, but I took belongings and I put that in a storage. So I rented a truck and just me and my daughter moved, but we did it ourselves. I was able to get my furnishings from the shelter I was in, the Milwaukee Women's Center. And then they were able to have the furniture delivered. So that wasn't bad. And then they had furniture men put the furniture together. So that helped. It's a lot better. It's a fresh start. I go back to work in about a week and a half. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm just taking my summer classes at UWM. I feel thankful, grateful, and peaceful and free. God is my secret. I wouldn't have been able to do anything without him. That's the journey that I'm on right now. Just me and him.
Katie Laura of Milwaukee. And if you or someone you know is experiencing partner abuse, please call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-SAFE. And if you have a story about moving this summer, please send an email to weekend@npr.org and put the word moving in the subject line. We may contact you for more information.